Hello again, everybody. This is Harry Carey from Al Lang Field, the training base of the St. Louis Cardinals, where the sun is shining brightly again as it has been for so many days down here, and where I have the happy privilege of interviewing two catchers, one ex and one present, Bill Sarney and my partner Joe Garagiola. Go ahead, Joe. What does one catcher say to another? We've always wondered what a catcher says to a pitcher out there on the diamond. Now, what do two old catchers talk about?
Well, Harry, I would like to ask Bill. Last year, he was one of the bright spots. Bill, when did you finally wake up in the morning and say, boy, I'm here and I'm here to stay? What kind of a feeling is that?
Well, it's a great feeling, Joe. It's hard to say when I woke up that certain day. I was just fortunate enough to get a good chance last year, and I was happy enough to take a good break out of it.
Well, Bill, you hit 300 last year. You led the league in fielding, and yet 1950 actually was your best year. You hit 280. How can you account for making such a change, hitting 280 in the minor leagues for your best year, and then all of a sudden?
If I could explain that, there'd be a lot of minor leaguers right up here with me right now.
Listen, don't worry about it, though, because they look ahead to hitting 350 this year.
Well, I'd sure like to, Harry.
Though, seriously, along the line that Joe just approached, Bill, did you do anything differently about your hitting? You know, there was never any doubt about your defensive play as a catcher, even in previous trials with the Cardinals. The question always was whether or not you could hit, and all of a sudden you blossom out as a real good hitter. Perhaps there is a little explanation for it.
Harry, I wish there were. I don't feel that I was doing anything different. I was applying myself a great deal more, figuring that it might be my last chance in the major leagues. I've been here several springs, as you well know. And I was expecting a baby, which I hoped had something to do with it. And I might add that we had a healthy boy this past winter.
Well, that's wonderful, Bill.
Bill, now, getting back to this, I see I'm trying to find out that big secret.
Come on, Joe, we're trying to keep you happy now in front of the microphone. Don't find that secret out, we'll lose you again.
Well, now, playing against you, we tried to pitch you high fastballs. We figured you were a low ball hitter. And you laid off that ball more than you ever did. What did you do that? I mean, you were a better judge of the strike zone last year than any year I can remember.
Well, after getting in, Joe, it gives you a sense of more confidence, and that's probably the explanation for it. I agree. I did lay off that high fastball, and of course, I crouch a good deal when I hit, and I think I attribute it to that.
Mm-hmm. Hey, that screen coming down in right field with the power you got in right center. Now, you hit 9 home runs last year. Ought to help you a little bit, huh?
Well, oddly enough, I only hit the screen one time last year, and in previous years, I did hit a great deal more to right field, and in other parks, I hit more to right field than I did in St. Louis. Of course, you know that long left field fence, they put you inside, and you're usually hitting toward left.
Let me ask a question to get away from the hitting. Isn't it considered that the most important job that a catcher has is a defensive job of handling the pitchers, working his pitcher behind the plate, Bill?
I feel that's the greatest, the best job that a catcher has, Harry. I would pride myself a great deal more in finishing in the first division than my hitting 300.
Bill, what can you tell us now? Take a fellow like Lawrence and a fellow like Jones coming up from the minor leagues and having the great years that they have. What, besides what, as an ex-ball player or, say, a fan, what really impressed you about this kid? Now, I know playing against Jones, it was his great heart. He had a lot of heart.
Well, I agree, Joe. The thing I like to see in a young pitcher is his competitive spirit, and that's exactly what a heart is, and the fact that they battle you all the way. Lawrence and Jones both get the ball over the plate good. They're not behind the hitter, and that's a great asset.
Well, actually, both of you and Lawrence, or when you and Jones were working together, you were practically unknowns, I mean, as far as having a book on the hitters. How do you go about that? Who helps you in that regard?
Well, then, of course, you have your daily meetings in the clubhouse where Stanky and the coaches will go over the rest of the hitters in the league. And, of course, there's nothing like experience. By playing against them, and that's how you get the know-how, to pitch against them.
And, of course, this year it's great to come into a big league camp and feel like you have a pretty good shot at that first spring job, huh?
Well, that's the first year I've had it, Joe, and
yeah,
it's a great feeling.
Right, Bill.
Especially with the contract that you just signed, with all that in mind, huh, Bill?
Well, it wasn't all that money, but, of course, I did get a substantial raise.
You know what this has proved? I wondered, I prefaced this interview with what happened when two catchers talk to each other. I think there's one conclusion. That is that the radio man doesn't have much chance to get a word in edgewise.
Hey, but just think if we'd have been two old catchers and shook hands, it would have taken a plumber to get us apart. There would have been gnarled fingers.
I think it would have been worse, Harry, if it had been a Greek and an Italian boy here instead of two Italians getting together.
Well, Bill, needless to say, we all wish you another wonderful season for the Cardinals, and I think the team's going to have a good one, too.
Well, let's hope so, Harry. Thank you very kindly.
Well, thank you. That was Bill Sarney, catcher of the St. Louis Cardinals. Now this is Harry Carey with Joe Garagiola saying so long from St. Petersburg.